More than 100 Filipino-Americans sing the national anthem as 9 of their fellow countrymen stand on stage to take the oath of allegiance to reacquire the citizenship they gave up when they became American citizens.
That I recognize and accept the supreme authority of the Philippines.
Thanks to a law passed 3 years ago in the Philippines, people like 48-year-old Jun Gonzalez, a Madison accountant, can make his vote count both here and back in the country he left 25 years ago when he moved to Kansas to complete a graduate degree in public administration. Like many of the more than a million Filipinos living in the U.S. now, he hopes he can cast a vote for a cleaner government back home.
If we can go towards a less corrupt government and more of the funding going to the public instead of, you know, going to politicians.
But politics isn't the only motivation for Filipinos who are taking advantage of the new dual citizenship law. Elizabeth Ramos says there's also a spiritual yearning to fill a void she has always felt ever since she left to come here in search of a better job.
But now that void has filled, and now I know that that is what it is. It's like being an American citizen doesn't have to be living behind what you were born with.
This weekend's dual citizenship ceremony in Wanaki is one of many that have been taking place across the country since the new law was passed in 2003. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.